This is the intro. This is the intro. This is the intro to the Poet and Billy Podcast Extravaganza.
We're all dying inside.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
How long is it going to take you to eat Taco Bell, Ren?
Well, the amount of food I have, 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're Billy. You're just like Billy. You're perfectly recast. Oh, I'm hungry, Cord. Hold on, I need to eat 20 minutes.
You should be excited because I'm working so hard to better myself as far as the podcast goes.
Yeah. Well, when your wife murders you, won't be much of a podcast.
Are we recording right now?
Of course we're recording right now.
Yeah, he always starts recording right away. But we're not actually doing the episode yet, so don't worry.
Oh, this is the episode.
This is definitely the episode.
This is 100% the episode. So why don't you tell the
listeners at home why you're in trouble, Billy. We're just going to pretend that I'm not drunk and trying to fill my stomach to absorb the alcohol. It's okay.
She's 100% drunk and binging on Taco Bell.
Does that work, though? The whole...
Yeah.
I'm trying to absorb the alcohol. I don't know if that's a real thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Most of it's in my bloodstream already, but the remnants of the alcohol that's in my stomach has not been absorbed, so that's going to be absorbed by the Taco Bell.
First off, yes, it's 100% accurate.
I'm pretty positive it isn't, but
no,
okay.
No, it's 100%. If you got a hangover, the best thing to do is eat.
It's not a hangover.
Yeah, but you can pregame this too. You eat toast, bacon.
I'm not gonna lie. I got a pretty good buzz going on right now.
Okay, I have a beer, but I haven't started to drink it yet.
Oh my god!
What? It's just to relax, man. First of all, given what you do on a daily basis, I don't want to hear fucking shit from you about.
All right, well, we haven't started the episode yet, guys.
Exactly.
Don't worry, I can edit
this
that out.
This is the intro of Billy
the Poet and Ren Podcast Extravaganza.
Jazz hand.
She knows the song. You listen to the show.
I do not.
I mean, you do know the song. It does seem a little suspicious, Ren.
Yeah, I am happy, actually, that
do
we're
Do you know
not
how many times I've been on the show?
You don't hear it before the show, before we record.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, maybe if you sang it before, which I wouldn't put past you.
This is the intro. This is the intro. This is the intro to the Poet and Billy and Ren Extravaganza.
I'm drunk.
You know, I tried to plan these things out. I've got some episodes put together that I'm real excited about. You know, I got some cool guests lined up. Things are going to be great. And the first episode of this new, organized thing that I'm working on, it could very well be ruined because Ren has, and she's clearly an alcoholic, is what I'm getting at.
Clearly I'm not. I have a social life that requires to have a presence into breweries and drinking and alcohol and Taco Bell.
I don't think that a social life, you have to drink. In fact, I would say that that's a bad way to go about your social life. You should probably, you know, just be who you are.
Me being me is drinking, so.
Okay, well, I didn't think that one through.
This episode is going to be about Halo. Instead, it's going to be about Ren's alcoholism.
This is an intervention.
I didn't know this was an intervention.
Joining us now is Ren's mom.
Lauren, honey.
Mom, is that you?
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous.
So Halo's a good game.
Yeah. So, and I thought that this was an appropriate first episode of our comeback for the show because none of us would be here right now, I think, without Halo. Like, if you really think about it,
mm-hmm. we really think about it. Red versus Blue is like bringing us together.
Yeah, that's how we met, was on Red versus Blue. Which, say what you will about that show. It happened.
It happened.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't age well. I mean, that's not fair. I think there's some quality.
I still have the DVDs, and I will watch a few episodes. And
I have the 4th and 5th season, I think, on DVD. I think after that, that's when I like kind of got out of it, and I didn't enjoy it anymore. Although I don't know. What do you guys think of Rooster Teeth now? You guys, I haven't watched anything from them in years.
I haven't either. I haven't even been on the website.
Me either.
As soon as Monty like took over the animations, I kind of like watched that season, like the Freelancer season, and then after that, I kind of drifted off.
Well, they have a cartoon now, don't they? Isn't that it? Like they have some kind of
Ruby or something.
Yeah.
WYB.
Yeah. I wonder. There's like one person listening who's just like, "How do you not know what that is?"
Because like, we're old and we have stuff to do.
Oh God, I am old now. You know, my birthday is coming up. You guys, it's gonna.
Is it next month?
August 4th.
Yeah.
Same day as same birthday as Barack Obama.
I knew it. No, I didn't. I did not know this.
Well, that's a fact.
Hey, speaking of Barack Obama. Would you like to hear my impression of Barack Obama?
Do it.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, what has everything to do with Halo is Barack Obama impressions. So,
well, please. Here I go. Hello, Governor. I'm Barack Obama.
Oof. That was.
So, which one of us is drunk? Is it me or Pullet? Because I'm kind of confused right now.
No, that's just how he is.
I'll be honest with you. I am so distracted by the sound of your Taco Bell that I might just need to go get some Taco Bell.
It's just going to be me so and anyway, for it's half just the episode be... while you go get some
No. The episode's only going to be about 10 minutes long. Shortest episode ever.
Look, I got in trouble to do this episode, so.
He did. But it's his own fault.
It's not my own fault. I have, look, I'm just trying. Look, life is hard. Imagine how hard it's going
to
be.
Did you communicate to your wife that you were going to be recording tonight?
Yes. I told her last night.
Did you get in trouble with Liz?
Yeah. I mean, not really, but yeah.
Do you not communicate with your wife? You're supposed to communicate.
No, I did. I told her. So here's what happened. Hold on.
She is two people right now. She is two people.
She is. Now, here's what happened. Let me explain myself. We were watching The Boys, which came out today on Amazon Prime. We're recording this on a Friday.
No spoilers. I have not seen it yet.
We're 3 episodes in. It's excellent. I like it a lot. And in fact, I would, for Liz, she was even saying that it really was picking up for her by the end of this, by this 3rd episode, especially. And so when I was like, okay, well, that episode's over. And you guys were messaging in the group chat that we have. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm going to go do the podcast, and we can keep watching after. And she was like, you're going to do it now that I'm invested, which I don't know. It seemed like a good idea, but I told her, you know, cause she thought we were going to do this yesterday. So really this is your fault because you guys got tired. We were going to try and record it yesterday. She went to go see Aladdin. The Broadway play was in town. So she went to go see that. And that was like, oh, perfect. You go do that. I'll record this podcast. Everyone's happy. And then that didn't happen. And then she came home and was like, how was the podcast? I said, oh, we're going to do it tomorrow night. So.
I mean, not
like son of a bitch.
I will say that Ren wanted to take a nap more than I did yesterday. However,
I have a text message saying
throw your friend under the bus. Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, let's read these text messages. Oh, you mean text messages? We were talking.
We were talking? No, we were in the group text thing.
No, yesterday it was me and you talking because he hadn't got home yet.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was literally, when you texted me and said you didn't want to do it, I was outside of my apartment complex. So I was like, I was about to walk in. I was even thinking like, man, I'm excited. This is going to be fun. And I'm about to walk in and you're like,
no, hey. The poet is like, oh man, I'm getting a headache. I can't do this.
First off, I only said that because you started yawning, talking about me. You didn't know if you wanted to record. And I was definitely feeling sleepy, and I've been having a headache all week. So it was starting to come on, and I'll be honest with you. I slept for about 5 hours last night when I was, like, tapped out for the episode. I went into my bedroom, and I knocked out till about 9:30.
Okay, so
good.
I just want to point out, I like how this episode is no longer about Halo, but about how we didn't do the episode yesterday.
I will have you know, I was up until, like, 9:30 yesterday.
Oh, man.
9:30 at night?
Yes.
I was up until, like, 12:30, which was a mistake, because I had to get up at, like, 6:45 this morning to go to the doctor. Because, you know, like, every few weeks we have to go, because that's what you do when you're pregnant.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm old, and I've been working overtime all week this week, and I was just tired.
I mean, no, I get it. I've come home from work tired before. I've been there. I'm not, you know, judging you guys.
I worked a total of 16 hours this week, so I should be embarrassed.
Son of a bitch.
You just never work, though. I, if it wasn't for the fact that you have a home, and since you're selling it now, I'm still not convinced. I'm not really sure you have a job.
That's fair. What was that sound? Jesus.
That was my Fiesta potatoes. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
you can edit that out. It'll be okay.
I don't listen to these anymore. I just slapped the intro outro on and posted.
I mean, you got to put I've been putting some work in on this. You can put a little bit in the editing process.
Yeah, poet.
What are you talking about? I put in all the effort in the recording and then the editing of the beginning and the end. Can't be bothered with the middle anymore.
So instead of talking about Halo, we're talking about editing podcasts and how
this episode is technically in control. Trying to get a podcast together. To record and post.
I'm actually trying to stay on topic. I'm the drunk one right now, and you guys are derailing this podcast.
All right, we're gonna go. All right, I'm gonna take control here.
I never got the chance to answer. What do you guys feel about RBB? This spiraled out of control before I even got the chance to answer. So here's my response. I honestly I don't remember how much of RBB I actually watched before I logged on to the website. But I was more of a website fan than I was of the videos or whatever. Like, you know, I thought some of the stuff was funny, obviously. I mean, chicks are like Voltron. The more you hook up, the better it gets. Like, that's maybe still one of my favorite jokes from that show. Or the, like, you know, why are we here?
No, the like very why first
we,
one.
Yeah, like why are we in this box canyon? Like, suck it blue, you know, like all of that. Like, I like that stuff, but I was always
I liked the early stuff, and that's what got me interested in the website.
But I don't know how much of that I actually watched before I was just like, I was like, oh, check out this website or whatever, and then I got hooked onto the forums and then into the CBM, and that's really where my love of RBB came from, was
yeah.
the website. And when they ruined that, like Rian Johnson ruined Star Wars, I haven't really been back.
Not taking that. But before, really enjoyed it early on, and that was when they were doing like the stuff with the first game. So Halo came out in 2001. You guys remember the first time you played it by chance? Anybody
yes.
have a memory?
Yeah, I was playing. I didn't own an Xbox. I was firmly in the PlayStation camp. A friend of mine had the Xbox, and we would go over there and after work, and he picked up Halo, or it came with Halo. I can't remember. And me and him just ran through that campaign, and we fucking loved that shit.
So good. It's amazing. I still think that first game is pretty perfect.
When the music kicks on.
Oh, that music always gets me.
So I had a PlayStation, but I also had an Xbox. But
oh, look at Rich. Rich
I never actually
here.
Played the first. I never played the first Halo. What I started playing fuck? Halo on Halo 2.
How you just show up halfway through the story?
I mean, that's not that weird. Plenty of people do that.
I didn't play Halo until like 2 years after we started playing Halo together.
I mean, I just feel like that'd be like watching the Empire Strikes Back, and you'd be like, "What's a Death Star? What's an aluminum Falcon?"
Funny really? Story. Teenagers? I never watched The New Hope. I saw Return of the Jedi first.
Did they ever talk about the? I don't know if they talked about the Death Star in Empire.
That was a meta reference to a Robot Chicken episode.
No, so I know,
Fucking analyze it, asshole.
It's too late. I'm doing it. My friend had it. My buddy got an Xbox, and I was firmly PlayStation for a couple of reasons. That was like my first big gaming system was like the PlayStation. That was the one that I really fell in love with. And also I was poor and I couldn't afford to have multiple systems. So when he got it, we played it all the time. And I was like, I'd never even heard of it. I just came over one day and he was playing this game and it just looked real cool. And little did I know,
it would my change life, your is, life
that's change. But yeah, eventually a 30 I saved old man up,
become your best friend.
Yeah, that was that was hard to explain to the parents.
it's hard to explain to people in real life now.
It's still hard. Yes.
How'd you guys meet? On the internet. Oh, really? He was a minor. Well, I'm Chris Hansen.
So there's this game called Halo, and these people made videos out of them called Red versus Blue on the internet. And then so they had a website, and then I joined the website, and at this point, no one's even listening.
And I feel like as they're hauling me off, I'd have been just like, look at him. I thought he was 18. Tell me you wouldn't do it.
I did not look 18, even when I was 18. Yeah. I don't know. No, he did not. Now.
He looked like he was 12.
I look like such a baby. And I'm having a baby. Isn't that funny?
And what's so funny is, like, I distinctly remember you joining the thread. Only because you fucking didn't have an avatar image for so long. And we were so irritated by this new person who couldn't even fucking be bothered with a goddamn image. And finally, he stuck around long enough, and we were finally like, look, kid, get a goddamn fucking avatar or something. And he posted he put up a tack image, and I was like, yeah, this kid's kind of funny.
That was 110%.
That's the day Cohen fell in love.
I'm about to ruin that, because my idea.
I think I know it wasn't your idea, but it was still funny because somebody said, "Why don't you have an avatar or a picture of a tack or something like that?" Right?
Yeah, it was Charlie Geeker.
That's who I thought it was.
So stupid. So yeah.
So good.
So this game Halo, we played it. It was
I wish
fun.
Joe on that.
See you guys next week.
But the thing is, we all separately played Halo. We all separately become friends on RBB. But it's not until Halo 2. Well, Ren didn't play Halo because she's a weirdo. But it wasn't until Halo 2 that we all actually started to play with each other.
That's where we really became like friends. Because I think because we would like post on this onto the forum and everything. But you know, it's one thing to you like read what people type and you're talking about. You know, who thought what of
comics and stuff like
that. Spider-Man 3. Spoiler alert, we didn't care for it.
No, the big fall was X-Men 3.
Well, yeah, X-Men 3. We'll cover that in next week's episode. Once we were like on Xbox, we were playing Halo 2 online. We were talking to each other. You put a voice to, the people. And suddenly it was like, oh, man. We like each other. This is nice.
Poet's a lot funnier when he doesn't have misspellings that I can't figure out what he's
saying. Well, we started liking each other until the Vidmaster challenge. And then now we can't stand each other.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the reason I wanted you on this episode because, and we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. But we'll start with Halo 2, or continue with Halo 2. I guess we started with Halo 1. Ren started with Halo 2.
Yep.
I'm fucking this up. I'm gonna drink this beer. So.
Oh my god.
So what did you guys think of Halo 2 compared to Halo 1? I guess, Poet, what did you think of Halo 2 compared to Halo 1?
I remember I liked the story, and I remember people being upset with how the story ended.
The finishing this fight.
Yeah, and then it doesn't, it's not finished? Oh, we gotta wait until the next
that
one?
That Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, so when you meant you were gonna finish the fight.
Come on, man.
For the small retail price of $60 in a year or two, we're gonna finish this fight, is what you're saying.
It's not even a year or two. It was 3 years, but it felt way longer.
But yeah, no, it was that online component, man. Like that, I just formed some lifelong friendships.
Yeah.
On the battlefields of Halo 2.
All across the galaxy.
All across the fucking galaxy.
Yeah, man, the custom games, I had a lot of fun on matchmaking. I know you didn't really like that, but
Halo 2 matchmaking is what I was all about. Halo 2 matchmaking. Grinded my level out, and then when the hacking happened and people were like, you know, modding Xboxes and they reset the level, getting into a game where you're getting sniped by plasma grenades is one thing, and then but then to have everything I had like felt like I was like I grinded out my level. I was like in the 30s, I remember, and I felt like I had like really earned it and grinded that out, and then they reset it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't care about this no more.
I think the highest I made it to was 35 or 36 or something, and I felt so proud, but as a child, now as an adult, I'd be like, there's no fucking way I would have time for that. I've got too much stuff to do. I got a responsibility. I got a job. Some of us can't work 16 hours a week and make a living, you know?
I was just about to say, I've reset my rank once, and I'm halfway, more than halfway to resetting it again on Destiny this season.
But yeah, the online play is what made Halo 2 so memorable for me.
Yeah.
Not that I hated the story, but I think, and the running theme for me with the Halo games, which I think will become clear as we talk about more of them, the more into the universe those stories became, the less good I thought they got. Which is weird. You think, you know, the details a lot of times in a story kind of make the difference. You want to know more about this universe. Who are these characters? Why are they doing the things they're doing? But the simplicity of that first game is, I think, part of what makes it so good. It's just like, you're a super soldier, there's aliens, you're stuck on a thing, they're trying to kill you. Now you got to escape. Super easy. You know, the mysteries of, like, everything else, of, like, why this is happening, all this background. It's not, it's there if you want to find it, but it's not important. And I think that kind of, it became more about that with the later games, especially in like Halo 2, not so much, but man, Halo 3. I'm not a big fan of Halo 3's story. What did you guys think of?
I'll be honest with you. Outside of Reach's story, which is the only one I've played repeatedly, I barely remember the Halo 3 stories.
Cortana was going rampant. That's the only annoying thing that was like...
Is that the one where she starts to go crazy?
Yeah.
And we had that slowdown. It took like 10 years for her to finally do it. But
and we had that slowdown part with the...
Yes.
With the, with the
plant annoying
creature.
Pop-ups.
Yeah.
You know how,
okay.
Like, your computer gets that virus with the pop-ups. Yeah, that's.
I'm so glad that you did some research for this episode. I just want you to.
Why did I have to? I didn't know what kind of fucking shit I was gonna have to remember. I just didn't. I don't remember those stories that much now. Like again, for me, the story I think was irrelevant to the gameplay. and how much fun I had playing the game and fighting the enemies.
That's fair.
Outside of Reach, and what I liked most about Reach was that it was my Spartan. And so I like to replay Reach's story as I leveled up and made my Spartan look different and look cool, just so I could see my, like, you know, my cool-ass Spartan in games. Plus, there was that was when they really started to do the shit where replaying missions, I felt like they did, like, I felt like there was, like, something like challenge or something you could do for replaying missions. Like, isn't that like,
yeah,
like Nightfall started, maybe? No, that's what they call it in Destiny. I know they called it something else.
I don't know. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But, yeah, there are parts of the gameplay that made it worth it, you know, especially with Halo 3, because, again, the multiplayer, you know, we had so much fun with custom games and making our own maps. And
yeah. I'll say
we. Poet did it all the time, and because we wanted to play with him, we were forced to play whatever he wanted. He was like you guys remember that X-Men villain Arcade? He was like Arcade. He would just be like, "We're gonna play Halo, and this is a map I made. Fuck you!" And you die if you spawn in a certain spot.
Poet was a Forge Master.
He was like Jigsaw and Saw, just like randomly you would just end up somewhere where it was like, there's a ball of fire that's gonna kill you. It was like, what does this have to do with the game? How did you even make it? Halo stopped being fun.
First off, my custom maps and game types were a fucking hit, and we played them constantly. If they weren't any good, we wouldn't have kept playing them over and over.
They were fun.
There were some quality ones. You could tell the difference between the ones that you downloaded and the ones that you made, because there'd be like the ones like, man, this is a really cool map. How did he do this? It's like, oh, he didn't make this.
Was the man cannon your map? Is that the one that you made?
No, the man cannon map and the Inception map were the only two maps I didn't make. I didn't really download many maps, really.
I want to ride the man cannon.
The man cannon was a fun. And what's funny is the man cannon map only came about because, like, well, one, we downloaded it because just to see what it was, and it was that stupid giant cannon, and then I went and made it an actual map because there was nothing on that map but some spawn points, I think, and that giant, like, thing that just launched you clear into space. I actually made it a map you could fight on. And the whole only reason I did that was because of the Suddenly Heroes one-shot that Charlie did with the Steve Cannon, and I remember I absolutely hated that fucking story. I was like, this is the dumbest story. They have ruined Suddenly Heroes, just like Rian Johnson ruined Star Wars. And
that happened decade later easily.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell you this, but years from now, I get a hold of a time travel device, and I systematically went back and told me all the times that Rian Johnson has ruined Star Wars. Just like, oh, this is just like when Rian Johnson will ruin Star Wars. And I'm always like, huh?
Who the hell is supposed to be drunk right now? Me or Poet?
I wanted to be clear, by the way.
Hold on, let me finish. So I hated that story, and then I was like, this is the Steve Cannon. And goddamn it, if I don't love that story now because of that fucking Halo 2 map. Because we had so much fucking fun shooting ourselves out of the Steve Cannon that story makes me laugh now when I think about it. But God, what were you gonna say, asshole?
I mean, Billy? I was gonna say, since we haven't been doing the show much lately, I haven't asked you. Did you see the trailer for Rian Johnson's new movie?
No, he has a new movie coming out. I have not seen the trailer.
I know what you're gonna say, but it looks really good, and I think
what's the name of it?
Oh shit, I don't remember. Chris Evans is in it. It's a murder mystery. Daniel Craig is the detective. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm excited to see that. I think it comes out in November.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'll probably never see it because
I'm sure you won't because
I've seen two of his movies and they've been two of the worst cinematic experiences of my life.
It's not Knives Out, is it?
What?
That's coming out in 2019.
It's what?
Knives Out?
Yes, Knives Out. That is what
okay,
it's
good. Thank you, Ren. Now I know what fucking movie to avoid.
Oh my god.
You don't
let
see
it go.
I do too see things. Bitch, I watched so much shit last week and you hadn't watched shit. I'm halfway through a show right now. What the fuck are you watching? Eat a dick.
I just told you, I'm watching The Boys. last night, I watched the first 5 episodes of Monday Night Nitro.
Ugh, who cares about wrestling? Except for you, Recon.
It's classic 1995 wrestling, back when Hulk Hogan was just out of his prime.
Hey, so anyways, Halo, am I right, Ren?
You're right, Poet. Greatest game. Until the Midmaster Challenge, when we started hitting each other's guts.
They did this thing.
I still don't talk to Dak.
What was it, Dak?
It was Recon.
It was Recon.
It was me, you, and Recon, and
Dak.
And
Dak
us
did
three.
Do a run. Dak did do a run with us.
Did he? Okay.
Oh, is that the one
to
we did the
guys,
second person with? Was Dak?
Yeah.
Since I'm the one that seems to remember that people are going to listen to this, just to let you understand what
nobody
happened.
Nobody listens to this.
There was Dak listens. So there was a thing that Halo 3 did. That was like, sort of, there were challenges each week. It was each week, wasn't it, that they changed it?
No, they had a handful of zero gamer score achievements. And I can't remember what they're all for. This particular one, you had to play with specific skulls on, and you had to beat the last mission, the final mission of the game. And but
I think
also
I'm thinking of Halo Reach then.
And didn't you also have to take? Yeah, that's the one I was talking about on Reach.
You had to take the ghost.
Yeah, you had to take the ghost at the end.
Yes. So basically, you had to.
That was the clincher.
Very.
But we didn't.
Nothing else was a problem. But those fucking ghosts.
We gotta start from the beginning. When we first did this challenge, we didn't know it was just the last mission. We started from all the way from the beginning with these freaking skulls on Legendary for 8 fucking hours. Excuse my language.
It wasn't 8 hours. It was at least a solid hour.
No, it was a long time. It was about like 2 or 3.
But we had gotten the wrong information. This dude told us, oh, yeah, you got to start from the beginning. What he meant was you got to start from the beginning of the last level, not the beginning of the fucking game.
Nah, he knew what he was doing. He just lied to us, and that's why we're not friends with that guy anymore.
Who was that? Was that NSA?
It was Big Daddy, I think.
Oh, Big Daddy.
And, I mean, I don't want to... Yeah. Anybody that I have to call Big Daddy.
I ain't calling no grown man delicious. I do.
We're all the way down the street. Hey.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Oh, good shit so right basically, there. The way this game works, we... You had to do a very specific set of things. But the biggest problem is, I don't think, had to do with the ghost that we all had to drive at the end of the level. The biggest problem was...
Recon!
There's 4 of you that play this, that have to do this co-op. If one of you dies, then you all fail. And you have to start over.
Yep.
And it took a long time to make it through all that. We eventually did manage it, though, didn't we? I think we did. We finished.
It's because at the end, I got so fed up with Recon, I decided to drag his ghost top of mine all the way to the end.
Well, to be fair, this is what the challenge says. It was the Vidmaster Challenge Annual Zero. Complete Halo on 4-player Legendary Live Co-op with Iron... and everyone in ghosts. and it doesn't specifically indicate that you had to beat the specifically the last level.
So, yeah, so we started on the very first level and spent a good 2-3 hours on that.
Just everybody cursing at each other, not talking to each other, threatening to disown people. It was fun times.
Yeah, I didn't... I mean, I'm not going to say that I stopped being friends with Ren after that, but our relationship has never been the same.
I never talked to Poet ever again. I mean, right this now,
is
this
is... It's actually the first time we've spoken since then.
This is a professional courtesy. There's nothing personal about this. I don't even know these people.
Professional courtesy, goddammit. Oh, man. Hold on. I'm trying to find it in my Xbox achievements. To see what the day was that we did it. Ugh, Mass Effect 3, eat a dick.
Oh, I like Mass Effect.
I liked Mass Effect, except for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, the ending is what makes it rough. But I think the game as a whole is fantastic.
Exactly.
Mass Effect 2 from beginning to end is amazing.
Amazing. It's amazeballs.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck Halo. We're talking about Mass Effect now.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Oh my god. I wish Caden was a real person. I'd marry that man.
I didn't care for Ashley.
That's why I left her on Vermeier.
Good call.
Oh no, that's brain pan.
So, I, you know, despite little complaints here and there that I've had throughout this episode so far, I found a lot of things to enjoy about Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3. There's a little spinoff called ODST that I really enjoyed that also.
Hey, hold on, you guys.
That and Reach. I did like both of those. Those are good.
Reach was great.
All right, listen. April 11th, 2009 is when we completed the VidMaster Challenge. And just so you know, 2.62% of gamers did that challenge.
Oh, hey.
Oh my god, it's been over like 10 years since we've done that.
Right.
Holy shit.
Wait, did you say over 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
2009.
You did say 2009. What a...
April 11th, 2009. We're clear into July, which would technically
that was,
over 10 years.
That was 5 days.
Who the hell is drunk right now?
You want to know? Well, I mean, I'm halfway through this beer and I'm a lightweight. That was 5 days after my future wife's birthday. Who knew?
That was 4 days before my birthday.
Yeah, but I mean.
It's all about me, Billy.
She called you Dak.
Yeah.
She don't even know who you are.
We're practically the same.
Like I said, this is a professional courtesy. I have nothing to do with you outside of this podcast.
What came out first, Reach or ODST?
ODST.
ODST.
Okay, so I remember...
ODST was like a weird, not quite... Because it was originally going to be like a Halo 3 expansion.
Oh, that's
and then
right,
it became something a little bit more than that.
I remember I liked ODST's story more than I liked its multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like people like most of the people like multiplayer more than they like the story.
It was more co-op than it was competitive.
Yeah. It was like co-op, and I like that jazzy soundtrack that they did, too.
Oh, yeah. I own the score to that, actually. I'll listen to it from time to time. It's really good. But... Yeah, Nathan Fillion is not just Nathan Fillion. It's Alan Tudyk.
Trisha Helfer is Dare, right?
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Yeah. It's got a great voice cast.
Fucking six.
It's a little short, but I mean, I like that
for a stormtrooper or for a Halo game.
For a game in general, that was, although I'm not the kind of person that has a problem with the occasional shorter game. I don't think every game needs to be like take hours upon hours to finish. I'm perfectly fine with one that takes, you know, what, 5 or 6 hours. And now granted, some people are like, well, you're not really getting your money's worth out of that. But, and that was the complaint, I think, because the game was a full price game at the time.
Right.
this is what people come to listen to the show for, is like these little tidbits right here. Actually, when it came out, the game was $60 whenever you had to go buy it. But a lot of people found that to be a little bit too much.
It's definitely going to be our most downloaded episode.
Oh, I bet it will, though. I bet people will bet. Part of the reason I want to have...
It's only because I'm part of it. It's okay.
There's two reasons why I want to have...
We're going to make more streamies with this episode-centric
episode. Yeah, I want to have, like, more ideas for episodes. And part of it is to keep track of them so that we have a good schedule going. But another thing is that people will listen to stuff when... It has to do with a particular thing, which I've noticed in episodes in the past that we've done. So people that like Halo will be like, oh, man, this is a podcast about Halo. I'll listen to this because people are stupid.
But we hate...
Oh, man, how are you going to insult new listeners? I don't know this guy.
If they hear it by now,
I don't know this guy, Billy. Just so you know, we're recasting Billy with Ren in the future coming episodes. Please do not turn away if you are a new listener. Billy's a jerk. I don't know if you've heard.
I'm a whole lot nicer, even though I hate people. I'm a whole lot nicer. And for the record, for the first hour, we haven't even talked about Halo.
What? Yeah, we have. We've been talking about Halo for a while now. Where have you been?
For the last 30 minutes, not the first hour. We were talking about everything else. Like
we were not talking for an hour before that. How long have we been recording?
42 minutes. Oh man, this is good shit right here. It's good shit. So Halo Reach, that was my fave.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite one too. So that was the last one that the original developers made, that Bungie made, and it shows.
I cried.
I think that story is fantastic. They do that perfect first-person shooter storytelling of, like, you know, you, and Poet brought it up earlier, you are the character. Like, there's really not, you know, Noble Six isn't really a particular character, it's just you, and it works so well, and it's you get to know the people in your unit so well, and you don't want to see them go. It still gets me. I love that game. The multiplayer was everything that you liked about Halo 2 and Halo 3. They like put it, you know, made it, put a little fucking bow on it. It was
the space battle was amazing.
It so much about that game just worked. It really is like a swan song for Bungie, where they're like, yeah, okay, they knew what was going on, and you know, they weren't going to come back, and that the games after that they were going to do weren't going to be very good. Hence Destiny.
To be fair, I don't think that was their fault. I think that was all Activision's fault.
I'm kidding. I actually never played the first Destiny, so I don't know what's fucking
talking. Well, just wait. This September, Destiny 2 will be free for people like you, so you will be playing it.
Wait, I have Destiny 2. You know? Oh wait, no. It's I have it on PlayStation, and you don't play PlayStation.
No, I don't have PlayStation anymore. So that's why on Xbox, you'll be able to play Destiny 2 for free starting September 17th, which coincidentally is the beginning of my vacation. So I would be expecting all of you to be playing the new Destiny 2 DLC with me for my birthday.
I'll see what I can do, but you know, fatherhood and all that is...
I might be out of country, fleeing from Homeland Security. Who knows?
I mean, that's fair. Nobody knows what kind of shenanigans you're going to get up to.
True that.
I don't think I can think of like a negative thing to say about Halo Reach. I think that everything about it works so well. I mean,
it was a fun game to play.
Yeah, I'm sure that you could nitpick it, and there are people out there that are like, ugh, this game sucks because I hate things. You know, and
I was a Master Chief, so it automatically failed.
I miss Master Chief, the least kind of character you can possibly have. Let's be real. Man, I've read the books too. I read some of those Halo books. By the way, they're not really worth reading. Master Chief is not
good. I actually like the books. The books are actually pretty good.
Some of them are, but you're thinking Like, how many books did you read?
I think I read a total of 4.
Yeah, there's like 20 of them now. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. It's ridiculous. And I read... 20? Yeah, no, they're still making them. They're still putting them out.
Good God.
So I read... I remember I really liked the Fall of Reach. I really liked First Strike, Ghost of Onyx, even Contact Harvest. I thought
Ghost of Onyx was the one with the Dyson Sphere, right?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this book called The Cole Protocol came out, and that's when I think they got really... That is a terrible fucking book. You guys want to read that
book? I didn't read that one.
It's awful. And yeah, that's when I gave up on it. But they still put those books out all the time. I swear, I think a new one comes out every year. But why did I bring up the books? What was I talking about now? I wasn't going to get too into the books because I was like, yeah, whatever, I read them.
Let's talk about my multiplayer maps, because after Halo Reach, we don't like any of those Halo games. So we might.
Well, that's the thing. I want to get into that because it's worth talking about how shitty those games are.
Why waste our time talking about poop? Let's talk about the awesome
time. Not for a long time, but I'm saying, like, so did you, but you played Halo 4, right? You guys.
Yeah, so anyways, my custom games.
What did you think
of Halo? I played actually Halo 5 too, so.
I also played it. Well, I mean, we'll get... 5 comes after 4. We'll get to that.
I mean, in numerical order and all that stuff, so... Anyway.
How about my custom games? And maps.
Toys? Toys was a fun map.
Yeah, Toys was a fun map.
It was a fun map. All the random weapons and armor and randoms and vehicles and spawns.
I like how the way to entertain people, we're going to tell them about a thing that... That you play, like, it's not even, like, they can't experience it. It doesn't exist anymore.
This reminds me of the Retcast episode we were playing, where Dak was talking about playing on my map, and he was surrounded by death balls, and he was like, where am I? I was like, welcome to the death ball maze, Dak. And I started to laugh, and then he goes, I'm on your team. And I was like, oh, and then he died.
Yeah, there's a joke that Dave Chappelle tells where he talks about how when white guys get high, all they do is talk about other times that they got high.
So anyways, what about the maps where I had the volcano death balls? Those were fun.
Fun is not a great word for it. So Halo 4.
I got
Halo 4 with my roommate, and we were like, oh, we'll play this together. We'll do the co-op together. And that was a good idea, and it was fun. But it was fun, like, to just, like, play with him. It wasn't... The game was... It goes back to what I was saying before about, like, how they got super into the universe that they created, where they're like, oh, it's so deep and cool, and look at it, now we're adding these guys. It got weird, and I didn't care for it, and...
I didn't care for how it was broken up. Like, one moment you were, like, Team Osiris, and then next you were, like...
Well, that was 5.
Was that 5?
That was 5, yeah.
God damn it, I couldn't keep my Halo...
And you know what? I liked that in 5. That's probably the one thing I liked about 5 is that at least they tried to do something kind of different. I was like, okay, you know.
I can see different, but still.
Well, you know, you're not playing as Master Chief all the time. And they did that in 2 with Arbiter, and I liked that. You know, I think that when you're making a sequel to a game, and it gets harder with every sequel... You want to do, you know, you don't want to do the exact same thing over and over again because, fuck, you just might as well play the first game. Like, why even bother? But at the same time, if it's too different, then it's like, well, why would you even call this Halo if it's not Halo? So it's a really weird fine line that you have to follow. And I think that, you know... Game companies, and by I shouldn't even say game companies, Microsoft just isn't willing to let this series die. And that's, you know, that's totally understandable from a business standpoint. I mean, they make a ton of fucking money. So why not? But it, I don't expect to ever play a Halo game again and be like, holy shit. Yeah, did you guys play that one part and then this happened? It's crazy.
I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to the new Halo.
It'll happen.
I'm going to get it regardless, so.
I'm probably not. I don't know.
You're going to get it and you're going to fucking like it. I'll be honest. I just tried Halo 5 last week when I found out we were doing this Halo episode.
Oh, what'd you think?
I literally could not play for more than maybe 5-10 minutes. The animation was bad. The gunplay was bad. The gun sounded bad.
Isn't it
nothing
so, like,
about
why?
It felt like Halo at
it
all.
It doesn't. It felt like Call of Duty because you do the thing where like you have to hold the left trigger to aim and like, it feels so different and like, and that's what I, you know, going back to the gameplay needing to be like that fine line. I mean, it has to at least feel like a Halo game, and it doesn't feel like a Halo game. It just, it's like, and then the storyline is so like bizarre. I just didn't get the whole, like, I guess Cortana's the bad guy now. And also there are these other Spartans that we haven't heard about until now. Which, if you've read, and people always do this thing online, I know, like, well, if you've read the books, you knew that those Spartans were still around. Like, well, I shouldn't have to, like, you know, study a fucking term paper so that I can play a game and understand the story.
Why did you think there were no more Spartans?
Because they I'm pretty sure they flat out said it.
I don't remember. You might be right.
I might be and am. I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, it's rare that you're right, so I doubt it, but whatever.
Now, we don't have enough listeners for there to be somebody out there to call me out on being wrong, so I'm just going to be real confident and say that I am.
Listeners, if he's wrong, call him out. Matter of fact, even if he's not wrong, just tell him he's wrong.
You're wrong. Don't do
that. I have enough people in my life telling me that I'm wrong about everything, and I don't need that.
I got a phone call from one of them today.
That was me.
Yeah, it was... You
I was
calling
to say,
because
you
your
got
wife
a phone call
to call.
Billy's mom?
No, she didn't tell me to call. I called, and then you took her side, and she was like, "Ah, you thought he was going to take your side, didn't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess I was wrong."
Yeah.
So yeah, I was wrong in that particular case.
Okay, just answer me. What made you think that I would side with you in an argument with Liz? I mean, I'm not trying to get in any kind of trouble with Liz. Whatever she says is right, and whatever you did is wrong.
I don't think I did anything wrong, and that's not what this episode is about, so we're just going to move on. People are going to think I have marital troubles.
No, it's normal. It's just you're going to be sleeping on the couch for the rest of your life.
Oh, no. We got a king-size bed so that we can just spread out from each other.
I just imagine.
Until that's too close.
I imagine she sleeps in the bed and you sleep curled up at the foot of the bed. Like
loving cats. No. I move around too much. She hates how I sleep because I constantly toss and turn to get comfortable, and then and then like I tear the sheets off the bed like in the middle of the night. I don't even know how I do that. She hates it.
Same. I'll wake up and be like, why am I so uncomfortable? And like literally the corner of the bed has been ripped off and is like folded over like it was a Kirk or Luke Skywalker tunic.
Yeah, and I can't figure out why, like, subconsciously I would even want to do that, because I can't sleep on a bed very comfortably if I don't have a sheet on it. So I'm like, I don't know. I guess I hate myself. I don't know. Life is complicated, guys.
I don't know either, my dude.
So, yeah, I didn't like Halo 4 or Halo 5. Bye, everybody. But, yeah,
don't like Halo 4 or 5. How about those custom games and maps?
There's only so much we can talk about those, though, because without actually experiencing
there's
them.
Cowboys and what about King Killer? That one was fun.
King Killer was fun.
All the Michael Bay-esque explosions I added to video maps.
This is just you jerking yourself off and just like, oh, I was so good at making food maps and games.
You understand, I missed that so much. We had so much fun.
I mean, we have stuff that we have fun with today.
I miss those days.
You miss the old days?
I do.
I don't.
Poet's days are just now filled with GTA and poker. And
Stellaris and Destiny and editing this fucking podcast. I mean, what?
There's no Michael Bay explosions in.
Didn't you say you're not going to edit
it? T-Betrayals. How many times
I missed my Michael Bay
team explosions. Kills. Those were the days.
Oh, man. Nothing was better than, like, when one of your teammates would charge into a building to clear it, and you just tag a plasma grenade right on their back and get a triple kill and a betrayal. Which was really an overkill, to be honest.
That is one thing that for those of you, I guess it's like my dad, for those of you that haven't played Halo, there's a guy, so when you play the multiplayer, there's a guy that does, like, when you do something cool, or get, like, a medal is what they call it.
Yeah.
He's got, like, this real deep gravelly voice, and he says what you did. So, like, if you kill two people at once, and it's a double kill, he'll go, double kill, and it makes it feel that much better. But I always love those scenarios of, like, doing two or three things at the same time. He had to, like, back-to-back, so it's like you betray somebody and get a triple kill at the same time and get a killing spree. So he's like, betrayal, triple kill, killing spree.
I think one of my all-time favorites was the one where it was like, betrayal, 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 suicide. Oh, man. That's good shit. I will say this, that Halo has ruined me for other games in the fact that if there isn't confetti and children cheering when I get a headshot in a video game, it's wildly, wildly disappointing.
That was pretty fun. That was a thing you could add on to the game. If you had to, like, unlock it or Saturn.
You had to find a skull. Grunt birthday party skull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That was it. I think it was in 3 that you did that, but I think you had to, like, buy it with, like, points or something in Reach, right?
I think so, yeah, because that was the whole entire point system.
Yeah, you're definitely making stuff up.
I am not. See, she just confirmed it.
I didn't actually pay attention, to be honest with you.
Oh, God damn it.
Typical poet.
So basically,
I'll be honest, I turned around and The Crimes of Grindelwald is on, and so I got kind of distracted by that.
Oh, I already saw that. That was actually pretty good.
I meant to watch it. Liz watched it on the plane. We were coming back from Paris, and she watched it, and the first, like, half hour of it, she kept looking at me every few minutes and would be like, ugh. They just did this, and that's not how it was in the books, and it's so stupid. And then, like, an hour later, she was like, okay, it's pretty good.
That's funny.
That's the only one.
We got anything else to talk about Halo?
You know, I think, you know, to come to a close on Halo here.
What do we think about who's doing it? Showtime? What do we think about guy that's
I'm very that's been interested in that. You know, depending on how they
just FYI, Billy Liz says keep her name out your mouth.
No, I know she said that out loud. I think it got picked up on the mic.
No, I just got a messenger message that says tell Billy to keep my name out his mouth.
Okay, well, I mean, she's my wife. I can't just not talk about her, and I don't know what.
Yeah, she said it needed to be repeated.
fuck, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Showtime!
Halo Showtime series.
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun.
What do you think about the guy they cast?
Who do they cast? Master I don't even know Chief. about. Is it that hard to cast? A dude's in a suit the whole time. Like, what?
I mean, they did it for Halo Reach when they did that web series.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever watch that?
His name is...
It was
Forward on the Dawn was the web series.
Yeah, I hated that.
The Colossus was the one from... Was it X3 who played Master Chief?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't help that it was so cheap looking. Like, that was the thing that bothered me about it. It was like, well, you really shouldn't have done this. Like, they just didn't have the budget for it, and it showed.
The guy that, sorry, I was talking to your wife. The guy they cast is, his name is Pablo Schreiber. He's been in American Gods. He was in First Man. He's in Orange is the New Black. I saw him in the movie Den of Thieves. I did not like that movie or particularly him in that movie. However, he is an Emmy and Tony nominated actor.
So, I've actually watched American Gods. I liked him in that. I've seen him, like, he didn't last long in Orange is New Black, but I think he was a good actor, so I think it'll work out.
I'm actually happy that you mentioned that. It is worth mentioning, since the last episode, Liz and I watched Good Omens. And it's really good. If you guys haven't seen it, I recommend it.
I'm sorry, this is about Halo and not Good Omens or Castlevania.
I mean,
you loud thumb press.
You don't know that I'm playing Castlevania.
You're 100% playing Castlevania. Don't make me screenshot my Xbox Live app.
Oh my god, he is! Because Poe is on his Xbox app right now.
Wait. Yeah. Well, what? How do you know then, Ren? What are you doing?
Because she's on her Xbox.
So don't be mad at me. I got to keep my fingers moving, man. I'm bad at, like, sitting still. And you haven't. If it wasn't for the fact that you heard my, like, the controller, you wouldn't have even noticed. I'm just killing.
Oh,
like,
I 100% noticed when you're like,
That is not why.
Oh, I can't think of it. Oh, no. Because you're in the middle of fighting 20 fucking Dracula henchmen.
No, that's not why. The reason why is because it's all on me to keep this podcast going, because one of you is drunk and the other one is poet.
Hey, I'm the one that's contributed to this podcast.
You've done an excellent job, and I appreciate everything that you've done for us.
You're welcome. Anyway, fun times.
I'm Poet.
I'm Billy.
I'm drunk.
Good night.
This is the outro. This is the outro. This is the outro for the Poet and Billy Podcast Extravaganza.
I'm drunk.